Bark in the Park is coming up on Saturday, June 15th, and with me this morning in studio, Scott Lancaster and also Heather McIntyre. It's an event to benefit. The Humane Society of Independence County. Good morning to you both.
Well, good morning to you.
Tell me a little bit about Bark in the Park.
All right. Bark in the Park is an annual fundraising event for the Humane Society of Independence County. It's our largest fundraiser of the year. It is definitely a family-friendly, pet-friendly event. We'll have lots of great activities for the kids and the family. We've got our annual weenie dog races, which is always
popular.
Fun. Yep. This year, we're adding an amateur dog show. So if you'd like to bring your pet out and compete in the best costume, best trick, look-alike, cutest categories, we're going to have some fun doing that this year. We'll have bounce houses and food vendors and craft vendors as well. So a really fun event for the entire family.
Very good. Scott, tell me what you're doing with this. Are you going to be dog walking and things like that out there?
Well, we're going to have a dunking booth. I expect I'll probably be stuck in the dunking booth for a while, Chad.
Are there people in town that would actually come out and try to take a shot to dunk you in the booth?
A long line.
I can't imagine.
I expect that to be our largest fundraiser. So
I might be first in line.
This is the largest fundraiser, like Heather said, of the year, and it's always well attended, too, isn't it?
It is, yes, most definitely. And we expect this year to be better than ever. We're doing a Wizard of Oz theme this year, so lots of fun. We're going to do some painted bricks as a fundraiser as well. So we're going to create the yellow brick road, and we'll move that back to the shelter so families can create a yellow brick in memory of a beloved pet, or maybe just some fun creative design they want to put on their brick, and that'll kind of move over to the shelter and we'll have our yellow brick road there.
Very nice. I like that idea. Yeah. And bricks are how much?
$5 for a small brick and $20 for a large 12 by 12.
Hard to beat.
Yeah.
All right. Very well. Riverside Park is the site that we're going to do all of this. Tell me about things in general at the shelter right now, Scott. How are we doing over there?
Well, we're doing okay, Chad, and thank you for asking. You know, it's always a month-to-month struggle just to keep the doors open, which is why it's so important that these fundraising events do well. We depend on these, and we depend on our generous donors throughout the county in order to keep the doors open at the shelter and keep serving the abandoned and neglected dogs and cats. We had a good week last week, and this event's going to give us another shot in the arm, and so we'll continue to keep doing what we're doing.
Very good. Bark in the Park coming up on Saturday, June 15th. Heather, Scott, anything else I need to add into that?
10:30 to 2:30.
All right.
Hope to see everyone there.
Thank you as always.